Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about the universal theme of worrying. My goodness, when this subject came up with to talk about with you, Arthur C. Brooks, I thought, now that is something I'm pretty sure we can all relate to. So, like, let's get into the solutions of worrying since we're all doing it.
I agree. I mean, worrying about the future is a very important thing to do. Only humans can time travel. Douglas is wonderful, but he's not time traveling right now. I don't think so.
And he's so zen because
of it. He's in the moment. He's very mindful.
Like,
right?
Yeah. Douglas, yeah. His tongue is hanging out.
It's
he's so
best.
Relaxed. He doesn't even need to pull it back in his own mouth.
Uh-huh.
He's like, it's fine. It's just out. Whatever.
Yeah, no, he says basically, you know, we're thinking about the future, and he's thinking about lying on the couch with Drew. And
well,
it's the best.
How do we become more like Douglas? Because
yeah.
I've watched this guy for 14 years, and
yeah.
he is so chill.
Yeah, I know. I see it. Because people are trying to avoid their worries. No. Look, here's the thing. It's like anything else. None of us wants to suffer. None of us wants pain. But you need to suffer, and you need to have pain, because that's part of what's being fully alive. You know, this is the thing. Suffering is unbelievably sacred. These emotions that we have tie us to each other in bonds of love. They're divine, literally. This is so critically important. And to try to erase these things, to try to get rid of these things, you're trying to get rid of the parts of life that are actually part of your happiness. This is me too. These are my feelings too. This is who I am as a person. It's so crazy, the stuff that we're worrying about, that we're recursively ruminating on, thinking
broken
about the
broken record.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, you're worried about that? If you showed it to anybody else, they'd say, it's funny because I had this neighbor when I was living. He was a sort of big time, powerful lawyer. And I was having this problem at work, an old job that I used to have. I was an executive. I was running a company, and everything felt like a 5-alarm fire.
Mm-hmm.
Everything felt like a huge problem. And I was having this big problem, and I was getting lit up in a newspaper, and it was like a big crisis. And so I went across the street. He had done all these crises with all these big clients, and he says, well, come tell me about your problem. And he invited me into his study. And it was like the opening scene from The Godfather, you know? And he says, what's your problem? I told him about it. He said, yeah, I've read about that in the paper. He said, I've seen a lot of problems. The biggest problems I've ever seen are tens. The smallest problems I've ever seen, well, they're zeros. Yours is a 0.25. And getting that outside perspective was incredibly helpful to me because he's right. It was a 0.25. I was just blowing it up and catastrophizing it by capturing it inside my head. Explaining it to somebody else was so important for me. And now I look back on it, and I've used that same line with so many other people. Your problem is a 0.25. It just feels like a 9.
All right. One piece
of data that's pretty interesting. 91% of the things that we worry about never happen.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we worry 10 for every one. We go 10 times the worry for every one bad thing.
91%. Now,
91%.
That is a statistic I can get behind.
91%, yep.
Right, it makes you feel better.
That's what I will tell myself. I used to be a very, at one point, I became a very fearful flyer. Mm. I had flown my whole life since I was 7 years old, all over the place, and somehow in my early 20s, I started to freak out. And I really studied the statistics, mm-hmm. and the statistics settled me. And my best friend, her dad was a pilot, she was an airline, a flight attendant, and I just got into the statistics, the science, the concrete. And it's what cured me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Knowledge is power. The other thing that we do, the funny thing that almost everybody does, it's a weird thing about worry. Worry, you take one particular worry, one particular thing in your life that might be absurd, and it might be real, it might not be real, and you make it like into a briefcase that you're putting all of your other worries into. So you pour all of the things you're really worried about in life into one thing, and that's what you think about again and again and again, because you don't want to be ranging all over the place. And if you recognize, look, that's not a real worry. I'm just carrying all my worries in that suitcase. Then it starts to get pretty funny, actually. And almost certainly, there's a lot going on in your life in your early 20s. It was messy, it was hard, and you were putting all of your worries and all your anxieties and all your fears and all of your, you know, the bad feelings that you had into the valise of traveling.
Well, I actually started having life-altering panic attacks. I was admitting myself to hospitals. Mm. I would show up in a hospital waiting room, and I'd be like, I can't breathe. They were like, is your throat closing up? I was like, and they were like, short of breath. And I was like, and they were like, dizzy. So I went to meet a neuroscientist, and they taught me about the chemistry of the brain and the survival mechanism. And I understood, and it took me a few years and a few options, but I cured my panic attacks. And I still have one occasionally, but the way I can talk myself down is so intelligent based on science that I'm able to truly, and some of it's therapeutic and some of it's scientific, but I am no longer the victims of life-altering panic attacks. So that should be a clear sign that if we get behind and we put into practice and we find real tools, that we can actually cure ourselves of these ailments that really rule our life.
Yeah, and it's based on knowledge. Knowledge is power. And what the people know so many things about, they know so much about things around them. They know what's going on in Hollywood, and you know, they know what's going on in the economy, and they know what's going on in the news.
Politics, all of it.
Yeah, and they don't know what's going on inside. They're not studying themselves. You got to study yourself. You've got to get a PhD in you. And here's a secret.
That's so hot.
That's what I did. I mean, the reason I study this stuff is because I suffer. The reason I study this is because I want to know. I mean, this is it. It's not like, you know, I woke up a happy guy. I study happiness because I want to be happier, because happiness is hard for me, because I'm a worrier. I'm a world-class worrier. So what I study this, I have power over this, and everybody has access to this material. Everybody can learn more.
Now, I would love to get to some solutions, which you're so good at. Mm. And I learn while you're discussing this with other people, because these are universal issues that we go through on a macro and a micro level. Now, Ross is in our audience. Ronzi?
Hi. So I have some audience members who want to ask you a question. We're going to start with Tim. Hi, Tim, right here. Hi, Tim, how are you?
Good, Ross, how are you?
I'm great. Now, I know that you have a financial worry. Can anybody relate with that? Yes, girl. Okay,
everybody.
Tim, hit it.
Yeah, so my question is related to being 48 years old and the pressure to own my first home. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the process of buying my apartment, but I'm also concerned based on the economy, high interest rates for the mortgage, will I be able to afford my mortgage? So what would you be able to advise for somebody in my shoes like that?
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life, Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Now Ross is in our audience. Ronnie.
Hi. So I have some audience members who want to ask you a question. We're going to start with Tim. Hi, Tim, right here.
Good, Ross. How are you?
I'm great. Now, I know that you have a financial worry. Can anybody relate with that? Yes, girl. Okay,
everybody.
Tim,
yep.
Hit it.
So my question is related to being 48 years old and the pressure to own my first home. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the process of buying my apartment, but I'm also concerned based on the economy, high interest rates for the mortgage, will I be able to afford my mortgage? So what would you be able to advise for somebody in my shoes like that?
Yeah, so financial worries are very common. They're sort of the big four are family, finances, health, and relationships. Those are the big four. I mean, and we all have these things. And, you know, you read on the news, that we're worried about, you know, the future of the world or corruption or, yeah. But really, I mean, this is the stuff that hits close to home. So you and me, brother, and every single one of us, that's really the case. The problem when we worry, generally speaking, is that we tend to turn off a little part in our brain that makes things very specific. It's weird. You'd think that it'd be very specific and very scary. But what happens is the parts of the brain are numb that make things very specific. And the result is it's just a problem that we can't quite define. And so will I be able to be successful when I'm 58, when I'm 68, where am I going to live? And then you start to catastrophize. If I don't have a home, what will that mean? And you can think yourself into living in a cardboard box. And that's not good because it's not even realistic. So here's the way to deal with it. Be specific. Now, you're thinking, too scary to be specific about my financial problem. No. Make it as specific as possible. Write down what you're really worried about. Think about the odds of something bad happening. Think about the worst case scenario. And then think, what would I do in that case? And when you do, guess what? Poof! It's not so scary anymore because it's actually something you could deal with. Look, if you can't buy a home, you're going to be fine. You prefer to be able to buy a home, but you can deal with either contingency. What you can't deal with is a ghost in your head that's saying something really, really bad is coming. Make your worries specific, and you will find that they're not so scary.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that one behavior, not only as a parent that I got highly attuned to for my children, but it's something, because I've been working in therapy since I was 13 years old and studying everything that I could do to understand the way that we function scientifically, behaviorally. The science is the thing I really want to focus on now. And it's the thing as a parent that I focused on most because a lot of my decision making comes from the developmental aspects of my children's brain.
Mm-hmm.
They are children, therefore their brains are not fully developed. So all of this access that they have right now and growing up so fast, well, I am a walking cautionary tale of too much access and excess to children. So I'm constantly thinking, is this my own life experience that I'm pulling from in a fear level way? Or am I being attuned to the fact that their brains are not truly developed enough to actually handle the stuff that the world is throwing at them? And one of the behaviors that really comes is escape avoidance.
Right.
And escape avoidance doesn't get to the tactile answers that you can write down and bracket some real rational safety and comfort with. It goes into, as you said, the ghost.
You're making a really good point about kids, too, because most of us are parents. And those of you who aren't parents are probably going to be parents. And one of the things that you notice is that your kids are always behaving what seems to be irrationally, and it really bothers you. But it's worth pointing out that the brain wires itself very slowly, that your emotional console, it's called the limbic system of your brain, is not fully wired to the executive centers of your brain in women until you're 21, in men until you're 70. So it takes time, is the whole, if they seem irrational, it's because they are, and that's a normal thing, and it's an okay thing. So we actually have to model the behavior of rationality that we want to see. And when it comes to worry, that means our kids need to see us dealing in a healthy way with our worries, and that's the best lesson they can learn.
That's right. And you're right about mortgage rates right now. Like, they are not, it is not a buyer's market. But I would suggest trying Arthur's list of what is the worst case scenario, because we'll live in that state for weeks, months, and years. But if we rationally write it down and find out what is the truth and what and when we could do something about it, that's not escape avoidance. That's concreting our steps. And that gives us a roadmap, and roadmaps are calming.
Right.
Ross, who's next?
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Ross, who's next?
Man. Well, you know, it's so interesting. All of these worries are so universal. I see so many people like nodding out here. And one of those worries you talked about was health.
Right.
And Lila is here. I know that you've been dealing with this and having worries about health. What's your question?
Yes, first of all.
Thank you.
We love you, Lila.
Love y'all. So my health worries are, in a very short amount of time, I lost my parents and two of my three siblings. So it's just me and my oldest sibling, and I worry about his health a lot, and he worries about my health. And he's in very good health, and I'm in good health, too. We both regularly go to the doctors who we need to go to, but breast cancer does run in our family, so I'm wondering how to lessen that worry.
Yeah.
Because we're all just getting older.
Ask you, Lila, not to be too personal, but at what point did you lose all these family members, and may I ask if the ailments were related to breast cancer or something else?
No, they were. So I lost one sibling in 2006, and then I lost my one sibling in 2018, and right after that, lost my father. And then 2 years later, lost my mother. And in the midst of that, also lost two pets. Oh, so there was a lot. And so there's always going to be some worry,
right,
especially as you get older. And where everybody gets older, but how do you lessen that worry?
Yeah, I understand. I'm so sorry for your loss. And what that's done is it's created a little bit of trauma in your life, and it's made you a little hesitant, you know, when you're thinking about, you know, what is the next day going to bring? Is it another shoe going to drop, et cetera? I understand that a lot. The thing about worry that's funny is that it's a little bit superstitious for most of us, and there's a lot of science that shows that we tend to think that if we worry enough, it will change the outcomes. it's almost like a lucky rabbit's foot of thinking. If I can think a little bit more about this, if I can recursively worry myself and suffer a little bit more, then the world is going to get better. But of course, that isn't true. So the way to take care of this is to, number one, take care of yourself and encourage your brother to take care of himself as well. And then say, at the end of the day, I have done everything that I can do. To say that to yourself explicitly, because when you're saying that, you're understanding you. You're giving yourself an instruction. You're giving yourself permission to stop being superstitious about it. And this is incredibly effective. There's a lot of research on this, but it's sort of common sense as well. When you go to bed at night, if you've done your best, say, I have truly done my best today. There's nothing else that I could have done. And if there's something else you could have done, you make a resolution to do it tomorrow, and you'll feel such relief. And Lila, you deserve that relief, because your worry is not going to help, and it's not going to help your brother either.
And can we give you a hug? I just want to give you a hug.
I know.
Do hugs help?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you?
Right.
I love you so much. E.T. is one of my favorite movies because of you.
God, thank you.
I always cry when you give him the plant.
Oh, hearts and flowers are my favorite things in the world. And I'm like, oh, my God, they both track back to E.T. The flowers represented E.T.'s health. And his big red beating heart meant that also he was thriving and okay. And I wonder why I love hearts and flowers. Mm. There's the implant. But the world has thrown so much at you. And it is understandable why you would be worrying. Okay. And the level of the word superstitious is interesting, because I've never associated that word with worry.
Mm. We're very superstitious about our worrying. If I worry enough, things will get better.
Well, and you know what's really funny is I totally feel like I'm very conquering of superstitions. Mm. I'm like, superstitions are a choice. Mm. So now you're saying that somehow worrying could be a choice too?
Yeah, and if you say to yourself, look, how much better is this getting because I'm worrying? And if the answer is nothing, then it's throwing salt over your shoulder. That's all it is.
I weirdly do that. I do. I'm like, oh, God, the salt. Okay, thank you, Lila, so much.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Arthur's book that he wrote with Oprah Winfrey, Build the Life You Want, is available wherever books are sold. And I must tell you, not only is it an extraordinary read, but it's a bit of a workshop that really gave me tangible evidence that things are getting better.
Yeah.
And
you saw this. You saw it in your own data. You saw it in black and white. You wrote down the numbers. Here's where I was. Here's where I am. And everybody can do this. And it's so important, because you're living with yourself. I mean, I'm living day to day to day to day. I can't see the progress. But if you look back on the way that you were 5 years ago, either you're going to find that there's things you need to do. You'll set a real set of goals for yourself, or you'll see the progress, and it'll be so unbelievably empowering. But the key thing is, understand yourself. It's the most beautiful thing that we could possibly do. There's nothing scary about it, on the contrary.
And yet, avoiding things and that truly leads to anxiety because then you just start going global.
No, it's scary. There's the ghost. What's the ghost? The most catastrophic thing that could possibly happen. I do this all the time. You know, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I think, oh, I'm doomed. But then I get specific and I'm not doomed. I don't think I'm doomed. It's important that we actually put these things into perspective. We only do that with self-understanding.
Self-understanding. Mm-hmm. Now that's a word I can get behind.
Absolutely.
All right, well, everybody, we make this show for you, so just take it with you because it is all yours.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.